SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Palestinian Prime Minister says international pressure on the Palestinian Authority to overhaul its leadership and step up reforms are a distraction from the need for a political horizon to lay the basis for peace after the Gaza War. Mohammed Shtaya says the U.S. has been calling for a two-state solution for decades.
They again repeat and repeat the same thing, that United States is for two states. Now that United States has talked the talk, we want Washington to walk the walk.
Shtaya adds the current war between Israel and Hamas is causing widespread suffering and death.
Those who have not been killed by Israeli bombardment, they have been starving to death. And those who have not been killed either way, they have been dying because of their wounds.
Shtaya calling for international intervention to end the decades-long conflict, saying the U.S., the country with the most regional clout, has so far failed to use its influence effectively. Also at SRNNews.com, the Michigan Court of Appeals will not stop former President Trump from appearing on the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot, turning aside challenges from critics who argued Mr. Trump's role in the 2021 riot disqualifies him. A new poll shows supporters of the former president like the fact he's less likely than other GOP candidates to compromise on the issues.
63% of Trump supporters responding to a Pew Research Center poll said they like the fact Trump prefers to fight rather than compromise. Supporters of former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley support compromise the most, 72%. Just over half of those who support Florida Governor Ron DeSantis prefer compromise. Nationwide primary polls give Trump a 51-point edge over both Haley and DeSantis, each enjoying about 11% support. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Suppose they held church and everybody came.
Polls show people in England are turning away from religion, but organizers have had to call off a series of Christmas carol services in suburban London because too many people showed up. Officials at St. Peter's Church of Berthnal Green hoped they might get a few hundred folks at an outdoor Christmas market, but they got 7,000, so many that the police said it was dangerous. They had to break it up. Church leaders were still glad to see so many people show an interest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court considering whether a pre-statehood ban on nearly all abortions is limited or has been made moot by other statutes enacted over the past 50 years. The justices are reviewing a lower court decision. Doctors couldn't be charged for performing the procedure in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy because other Arizona laws over the years have allowed them to provide abortions. A ruling expected sometime early next year. This is SRN News. First major hearing against the group of Republicans facing election-related charges got underway Wednesday as the preliminary examinations for the first of Michigan's fake electors began. During testimony, Assistant Attorney General Adonna Logan questioned Michigan GOP Chair Laura Cox about an alternate electors document.
As part of your plan, the electors would not have been able to vote unless there was a triggering event, correct?
Yeah.
Is that why you had the alternative language in your document, which is People's Exhibit 8?
Yeah.
The group has been charged over a scheme to falsely give Michigan's electoral votes to former President Trump instead of President Biden in 2020, despite Mr. Biden's victory in Michigan by about 154,000 votes. California energy regulators voting to allow the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant to operate for an additional 5 years through 2030. This is SRN News.